This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Good boy, thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, for whom am I speaking with, please?
This is Sarah Bradley calling.
Bless you. All right, I had went into one-on-ones. I waited for you to call at 4:30 and I didn't get a call back. I'm getting ready to get ready for the conference call. Let me ask you something. What time is it where you're at, please, woman of God?
I'm on Central Time, so it's 5:14. Is it any way I can get a credit?
A credit for what, woman of God? What is this credit in reference to?
A credit means, like, return it or something, because I don't know. I thought I was calling at the right time. I don't know.
Right. Remember I asked you to call me back in an hour? I was on the call. And I asked, and you called me back before the hour was up, so I said 4:30, and you said yes, but I didn't receive a call back at 4:30, and I had to go into one-on-ones. So what I wanted to do is schedule for a time because we get ready to get ready for the conference call. Now, if you can, is 6:30 good for you, woman of God? But you know what? Hold on for a minute. If you can hold on for a minute, because that way you don't have to call back. Hold on for 1 minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Okay. Are you in a good location right now? Can you hear me loud and clear, woman of God?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm going to open up and pray and give you your word right now. That way you won't have to call back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for Sister Sarah Bradley. Father God, we do thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we thank you for your increase. Father God, we thank you for wisdom, clarity, and understanding in every area of life. Concerning Sister Sarah Bradley, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sister Sarah, I hear the word of the Lord saying to you today, peace be still, woman of God. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season to make up your mind and to stand by your choices. Father God says, this is the season of many new beginnings. Father God says, greater should be your latter years than your former years. I also do hear Father God saying, minister to this family. For Father God says, this is the season of the stretch. And this is the season of elevation. Now, woman of God, I'm looking at three areas of your life that God is visiting. He's visiting your education in this season. For Father God says, educational favor and educational increase. God says to tell you that that growth demands change. And this is the season for change. Be open to changes, woman of God. Now, woman of God, the three areas that God is visiting is your education, your home, and your car situation. Father God says to be mindful who you share your ideas with. Don't share your ideas with others. And I hear Father God saying get the medical physical in this season, for God says he's doing a work in your body. Now, concerning your eyes, I don't know if you've been having a strain or a struggle with your eyes. God says get your eyes examined in this season, for Father God says this is the season where he's doing a new thing even concerning your vision. Father God says, be mindful of your words in this season, for they're apt to be misunderstood. So God says, let go and let God, and this is the season where he's pulling all things together. And woman of God, I just further hear God saying, this is the season of the stretch. He's stretching some things out. Now, I don't know what this is, but Father God says, argue not, worry not concerning family. God says, be angry and sin not. God says, don't have any disagreements with any family members in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I first hear Father God saying, write in journal in this season. For mm-hmm. Father God says, you write in journal in this season, many great things are coming together. Now, woman of God, Father God says, this is the season to take the lead. Begin to initiate the things that you desire to move in. If you've been desiring a physical move concerning address, Father God says, this is the season. Have you been desiring to move, woman of God?
Yes, I have, but a certain, you know, person doesn't want to, so it's kind of been a stressor in that area.
Okay, who is a certain person who does not want to move?
Oh, my daughter.
Okay. Who is the parent here, you or your daughter?
Me.
Okay, so why are you allowing your daughter to tell you what to do? You know what's best, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Father God is speaking to a move, okay? Does your daughter understand the things of God?
Yes, I've been teaching her and training her.
Okay, how old is your daughter?
12.
Okay, she's 12 years old. But is she at a level of maturity to say what thus saith the Lord to you?
I don't think so.
Right. So Father God is speaking to you concerning the move. Father God began by saying, make up your mind and stand by your choices. So Father God says, this is the season to begin to plan the move. There's many great things coming for you. And woman of God, the month of October into 2015, 2016 are going to be very fruitful months for you. So Father God says, I'm here in the month of, I hear the month of September, October being very favorable for you. So make up your mind and stand by your choices concerning the things of the move, because God is going to bless you, woman of God.
Okay.
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 And I hear God saying, get ready for your move and get ready to plan the things that God has ordained for you and bless you with. Now, Father God, God further says there's going to be a blessing concerning a vehicle situation. So whatever this is, Father God says, don't settle for less. Get ready for your vehicle. And that is the word of the Lord. Make sure you get your medical physical in this season, for God is doing some things in your body, woman of God. Amen.
Amen.
God Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Has the word of the Lord ministered to you today, woman of God?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's very edifying.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you so much. And we'll be on the live conference call tonight at 7:30 p.m. Will you be joining us?
Yes, I'll try to join. I've been in the car just traveling, and God, I know when you were mentioning car, I was listening to my brakes, and I'm like, oh, I just had oil change, you know, and it's like, okay, well, maybe something, you know, God is just speaking in reference to that and using you as a mouthpiece, and I really, really appreciate it. I know I've kind of, you know, had some things going on, you know, time-wise, and especially today, because we're on the central time, and so, but you're in Atlanta?
Yes, woman of God.
Oh, well, that's nice. I love Atlanta. If I could just get in there and get with the traffic, it would be a great place to move.
God bless you, woman of God. But you know what?
Yeah.
You don't have to be distracted. You purpose in your heart to be where God has assigned you, where God guides you, provides, and He'll lead and guide you. And you know how to, you'll learn how to when to leave out and when to come back.
Okay, okay. Yes, I'll take that in. So starting Monday, I'm just going to definitely go forward and just put myself out on faith.
Amen, woman of God. Well, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for the opportunity to minister the word of the Lord to you. Thank you for sowing your seed and supporting the ministry. And I will talk to you tonight on the live conference call.
Okay, woman of God, and you have a blessed and prosperous evening.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless you.
You
Thank
too.
You. Bye-bye. Okay.